In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, today the Church is celebrating three holidays again. The first one, of course, is of the resurrection of the Lord, which is Sunday, and second is the leave of the holiday of the Prosvishenie, or the Epiphany. The Epiphany. And the third holiday is of the saint of equal to the apostles, Nina, the enlightener of the Georgia and Iberia, and Iberia at that time, I don't know if it's correct, but it is consists of Georgia and a few Abkhazia and a few other countries at that time. The saint, future saint equal to the apostle, was born from a rich family in Rome, and she was brought up very piously with love for the Lord, and when she was 12 years old, the parents went to Jerusalem to venerate the holy places where the Lord had walked and where he was born and where he had died and where he was resurrected. And as they went there, they had also one of the relatives was the patriarch of Jerusalem. And then the father decided that he is going to go into monasticism and be a hermit and go deep into the desert, and agreed with his wife, and his wife had agreed also to become a nun, and so, but Potrak made her a deaconess. And the girl, Nina, was 12 years old at that time, and she was given over to a very pious lady to bring her up in the faith. And she was brought up in the faith of to love the Lord more than anything in the world. And then let's go back to 300 years before that. What happened was that the disciples were waiting for the coming of the Holy Spirit, for the Pentecost, and Mother of God was there. And as they were discussing and throwing lots to see which apostle would go to what country to preach the Word of God, and Mother of God stated that she also wants to do that, and she wants to them to cast a lot for her. And they did, and the lot fell that she was to go and preach in Iberia, and which is later on become the Georgia and a few different countries. And when the Holy Spirit came down upon the Mother of God and all the apostles, then she was ready to go to that faraway country to preach the Word of God. But the angel told her not to go yet, to stay in Jerusalem, and she stayed in Jerusalem. And the angel said that later on you will be able to bring the Word of God to those people. And it so happened that 300 years, the Nina was chosen by the Mother of God to do and to go for her, and with her help to go and convert all those pagans to the Christian faith. And she appeared to Nina in a dream. She appeared to her and said that she is to go out and to preach the gospel to those people. And she gave her, in the dream, she gave her a cross, which was made like weaved out of grape vines, and the Mother of God told her that through this cross it'll be like a weapon against the physical and invisible enemies. And when she wakes up, She found in her hand the cross that the Mother of God gave her in the dream, and she had supported it, tied it up a little bit more harder with her hair, and brought it to the patriarch, and told the patriarch the dream that she had, and the patriarch gave her his full blessing to go and to preach the word of God to those people. And while she was there in Jerusalem, she was also very curious woman, wanted to find out what happened to the coat that the Mother of God sewed all without any seams, made for her son. That was at the time of the crucifixion. They threw a lot at it because they didn't want to tear it apart for pieces to divide. And the centurion got that cloak of the Lord. And she found out that cloak was taken someplace to Iberia. And so she went to go and to preach to the country, to the pagans. And it was a wonderful story, of course. And if you hoping that you can either listen to it or read it in details. But she was given a shelter in close to the place where the king and the queen was. And when what happened is the queen got very sick, and they heard that the Saint Nina had made already, through her, the Lord had healed already so many people, and the queen wanted the saint to come over to heal her. But the saint, to testing her humility and to build up her strength, her faith, she had told the emissaries to bring the queen over to her tent where she lived. And the queen, with all the ladies-in-waiting, they all came to her. They brought the sick queen, and she laid her down on her bed that she had out of leaves and said prayers, and the queen became totally healed. And that converted her, and she believed in Christ. And little by little, and the king believed in all the... And little by little, she was able to convert the whole country, which again I'm going to remind you, this country was called then Iberia, but now is several countries involved in it. And my beloved, she was truly equal to the apostles, giving the rank, because she was preaching the word of God, and she was making so many miracles in that. But today's gospel, we also heard in the gospel of the week that was, because of how it wasn't said then, but anyway, the gospel, there's two gospels, and the one gospel was said about young men, that the young man came up to the Lord and said, "Good teacher," and the Lord immediately said to him, "Why do you call me good? Only one good is God," and we have to remember that, never to consider ourselves good. If the Lord said that the only one could be as good is the Lord himself, God himself, and being God himself, yet he wanted to give us that lesson. And so he told the young man, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, and honor your father and mother. And he asked what to do to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And the young man says, "Well, I've done all those things from my childhood." And then the Lord says, "Well, there's something else that you could do if you want to be perfect. And it's then you take what possessions you have, your riches, and sell them all and give it to the poor, and then follow me." And the young man walked away sadly from him, and the Lord said, he knew that he was very rich, and he says, "How difficult it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven." And the disciples were kind of taken aback and said, "Well, who can be saved then?" And the Lord said, "Well, for people it's not possible, for man it's not possible, but for God everything, with God everything is possible." So, and what is the Lord is trying to tell us? Well, in the scripture, when we study, and we all have to study the scripture, you know that we have learned that the main thing is, even if you have riches coming your way, and you may have some, do not attach your heart to it. That's the most important thing. But what are the riches? Is it just the gold and the buildings and money and so on? No, this is not the only thing that we can consider riches. Riches could be fame, it could be talents, it could be all kinds of things that you or I attach our hearts to it. And this is something we should not do. We should not allow our hearts to be attached to anything except the Lord. Because if we will do that, if we will attach our heart to anything of the temporary nature, we will never be able to feel the presence of the Lord. We'll never be able to rejoice in the having actually the communion together, communication with the heavenly dwellers, with the saints, with Saint Nina equal to the apostles, with the disciples, with the Mother of God, with all the saints that are in heaven. And you know, we as the only one in the world with Orthodox Christians, that we have access to actually have the communications with all these saints, and we can call them, we can converse with them, we can talk to them, and we can get help from them, and they're interceding for us all the time, and pleading and helping us in every way of life, and of course our guardian angels. But we have to have faith, we have to believe that, and when we believe, can you really figure it out? We must be able to figure out. Then the loneliness just goes out of the window. We never have to be lonely. We never have to be alone, because we always can feel the presence of the angel that is with us. We always can feel the presence of any saint that we call with faith. And of course, you know that there those who are not Orthodox Protestants and all kinds of other those who don't believe in the Orthodox Christianity, they have no access to these heavenly dwellers. And so we are very, very fortunate, and we now here on earth, while we're living here, we can actually get closer and closer to these saints and the heavenly dwellers. Of course, one way of doing it is we should study their lives, and we should be interested more and more to know about them if we are to become their friends. We know they believe, they love the Lord. Because they love the Lord, they love us, and they want to be friends with us. But if we never pay attention to them, we don't associate with our friends, then of course it's very difficult for us to receive much help from them. And when we do, we don't acknowledge it, that it comes from our friends. And that's the sad thing that happens. And this happens because of our nature that has been so contaminated with the poison of this temporary life, not knowing that this life here is only made in such a way so that we will prepare a life and prepare ourselves to the life in eternity, where we be able to associate and be together with great joy, having the ability to converse and to be together with the saints and all our loved ones, whoever we had here that were faithful also, that are making it or made it to the kingdom of heaven. There is no separation there. There will be that love through the grace of God. There will be that union between everybody, and there will be no more sorrows, no more pain, nor sicknesses, nor death. There will be always the rejoicing, and we'll be able to glorify God in all the creation that is done. You just cannot imagine, as the apostle says, there's no way we can describe what it is over there. And if we look at the beautiful things that the Lord made here, starting from the flowers or anything that he had created, it's so beautiful. beautiful, and there's no end to it. Even if we study the life that how the Lord had created from the beginning of our life until the end of our life, and we'll always be in awe to find something new and more beautiful and more unique, and all that is creation of God, and is made with a great, great love, and there is no end to it. There's no end to it in the kingdom of heaven. And the Holy Father said all those things over there is going to be much, much more beautiful than over here. So let's try to build up our faith, and we start that by learning more and more about our saints and wanting to be starting to copy whatever we can in their life, because that's what we heard in the epistle today. The apostle tells us to copy his life as he is copying the Lord's life, and this is what we have to do. But the main thing, we have to develop that oneness of mind and heart, and the love for the Lord, and through the love of the Lord, to truly to be able to love one another. And while we're here on earth, we have to learn to carry the burdens of each other. Thus fulfill the law of God, which is the law of love. This is what he has done. He has taken all our burdens and carried on himself, and did everything for us to bring us to the kingdom of heaven. And let's go after that. Let's go after our Lord and into the kingdom of heaven. Amen.